Hey, friends. There's a few dates in particular coming up, which I'd like to see as many 12 and a half as possible in the next few months. March 15th and 16th, I'll be headlining Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. April 5th, I'll be at the Last Best Comedy Club in Bozeman, Montana. I'd love it if we could get some 12 and a half in the crowd for those particular dates. And the first week of May, I'll be at the MGM in Las Vegas. Be fun to party with you there. TJ will be in Syracuse February 16th and 17th. Raleigh, North Carolina, the Improv, March 8th and 9th. And if you want more details about his dates, go to tjmillerdoesnothaveawebsite.com. And enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. Hey, friends. Lots of fun stuff to tell you about coming up October 20th through 22nd. TJ will be at the DC Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C. October 28th and 29th, I will be at Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento. All of our show dates are now in our episode description with links for tickets. So I want to thank Miles, the best producer in the business. Miles Lasko, thanks for everything you do for us. And one other note, TJ's comedy special is still on our Facebook page, Catching with TJ. Facebook page. Check it out. It's a hilarious special. I think you would really enjoy it, and spread the word. Thanks for listening.
Answering the questions you don't have. Deep conversations in the shallow end. Two men with lots of ideas and less than an hour. Intelligent-ish. This is Cashing In with TJ Miller.
The whole point of sports is to deal with adverse conditions, because it's so easy for these kids to be like, oh, the umpire was bad, or it was really windy, or I slipped, or it wasn't fair because so-and-so was bigger than me, or I was sick that day, or whatever. Yeah. And what I'm trying to say to these kids is, that's the whole point of sports. If the conditions were perfect, everyone would be great all the time.
Right.
If everything worked perfectly, that the whole point is to push through those things and ignore the fact that things aren't ideal on the field.
They're never ideal.
They're almost never ideal. If someone happens to be sick, you point out the flu game.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point is to do your best under adverse conditions. Now, we're talking about one other thing here, which I think we really need to address, and that's that when will pee anywhere? I mean, like, he'll pee anywhere, and he has no desire to put clothing on at any given time.
As his godfather, I have to ask, is the peeing motivated by the sort of aesthetic quality of where he can urinate? Is it also about kind of, hey, this seems like a nice place to mark my territory?
Okay.
Is it that primal?
I would wish it was, but then when we were in Oregon on this backpacking trip, I was getting gas, and I noticed he had just opened the door and was peeing right in the middle of the gas station.
Just in the parking lot?
Yep, right there with all the other people filling their tanks.
I'm like, hey, people see his penis?
I'm sure. I mean, he's just like,
he doesn't care, right?
He's very resentful of the idea that he needs to wear clothing. There's a level of like freedom that he does not want to relinquish. And I said, and so one day we were talking, and he goes, well, why do I have to wear clothes?
And I go,
where did this start? And I go, well, it went back to Adam and Eve. And I was trying to explain the apple in Eden. And I was trying to explain what happened with that. And when you explain that to a kid, it gets kind of funny, because when you really think about it, it is a little ridiculous that we have to wear clothing because Eve couldn't resist an apple. And so how bad was the menu in Eden?
Right.
In what world?
The only thing the cafeteria had.
An apple that tempting? What else were they serving in Eden?
Was deer poop. That was it. Just little pellets of deer.
I'm sure Adam was pissed. I'm sure Adam was like, was it
Was it caramel covered? Was it a sauced version of it? Did you bob for it? Is that what intrigued you? Did you make that a hole in
amazing.
It?
That would
Did
be
you make a bong out of it?
That would
smoke
be amazing.
Marijuana yeah. out of it, and then get the munchies and eat it? What happened?
That would be amazing. Rewriting of the story that she had to bob for the apple.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he's like, why would you do that? She's like, you know, it took a lot of work to do it. Okay? Can you just respect the fact that I bobbed for a while? How many bobs did you do? I was double digits bobbing before I got that fucking... that apple.
We have to wear
12,
clothing.
13 bobs.
Then at the next one, turn right.
We have to wear clothing because Eve couldn't resist an apple. She should have... The snake itself would have been more tasty.
I mean, Dang yeah. Thing? Have you had rattlesnake? Have you ever eaten
no.
it?
No.
Stay in the second lane from right.
Stay in your own lane, rattlesnake. But we have that in Colorado. We eat rattlesnake, bison.
You actually ate rattlesnake?
Buffalo. Yeah, I've had rattlesnake. And then, of course, Rocky Mountain oysters. The original sack lunch is an actual t-shirt my father-in-law bought me. My father-in-law and my life in that world is so hilarious. He loves puns so much that he gave me a t-shirt that says, a good pun is its own reword. Okay? And I have one that has the pie sign with ice cream on top because that's pie a la mode.
Yeah.
So my world there is kind of walk around. He loves dad jokes.
Keep left onto US 101 North toward Los Angeles.
My God, one of his dad jokes, which I consider a great joke.
Okay.
Is so hey Cash, how you doing?
Pretty good, yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
Hey look, I wanted to tell you a joke about time travel, but you didn't like it.
That is good.
It's pretty fucking
pretty concise.
Amazing.
Pretty concise.
That's kind of my whole world with him over there.
Colorado has... You were saying Colorado has a bit of a...
Well, have you ever had Rocky Mountain oysters?
I haven't. I know what they are. I've had them a couple times.
So I have a shirt that says Rocky Mountain oysters, the original sack lunch. Which is a very funny joke,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I've eaten that and we've eaten... you eat just about everything in Colorado. It's a very mountainous kind of approach.
We were talking about how
you've had alligator, right?
No, I've never had alligator either.
Well, Eden wouldn't have eaten the alligator.
No.
Said that three or four times.
Yeah, that would be difficult. Each state has a rivalry with other states, and it's not even really sensible. Like, Oregon doesn't like California.
Oh, we were talking about that.
Yeah. And...
Colorado hates Texas. When it's weird is when it doesn't have to do with sports.
Yeah, no, it's just like because neighbors kind of, neighbors end up hating each other.
Well, yeah, of course. California doesn't care about Illinois. Right? You don't know enough about it.
Northern California doesn't like Southern California.
Is that true?
Very much so. Southern California doesn't really care too much about Northern California
that's
one way or another.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
I'm aware of that. And that's always a weird thing when you're like, maybe you're taking this rivalry too seriously when the other side doesn't really care.
Yeah.
That almost makes them more angry.
Colorado hates Texas, and Texas kind of doesn't know where Colorado is. They're intimidated by it. It's a square state. You know, they feel more comfortable with polygons. They can't spell Colorado's too many vowels.
Yeah.
But I think
nobody really cares enough, and I'm not saying this in a mean way. I don't think people take the state of New Mexico seriously enough.
You made this point, and I agree with it.
They're the forgotten state, and I don't think it's fair. I think it's a wonderful state, by the way. What I'm saying is, I feel like it's a state that, and it's because of the name. I don't think you just can't just slap a new on something. And demand respect.
I didn't say this last time.
It has to have its own name.
This, but New York. What about New York?
Okay, well, that's the exception to the rule, right?
Sort of, yeah. Because New Jersey, everybody makes fun of them. New Hampshire. What does anybody think about New Hampshire? They just say that's in New England. Do you know where New Hampshire is?
I don't know exactly
where
it is.
Yeah, I don't know that either of us could point it out on a map. I think New Mexico is just tough because it's like, Mexico's right here, but we're the New Mexico.
It's a great state, and I just don't feel like it's a state a lot of people talk about.
Not at all.
Why
do you like it?
I would bet there's people that... Well, one of my best buddies lives there. In fact, he listens to this show. So shout out to my friend Solly.
Shiggity shout out.
A little shout out. But Solly's one of the first people I ever met who I was at his house. I won't say where it was, but there was a lot of rafting pictures on his wall. I think we need to discuss rafting pictures. Family rafting pictures.
You don't like him?
Well, there's some great parts about it, and there's another aspect of it I want to discuss with you. Okay?
Okay.
First of all, rafting pictures, pro or con? Just flat out.
Just if you come at me.
They'll put somebody, you go on a tour, and they'll put someone in the forest, and they'll have someone taking 50 shots of you down the biggest rapids, right? And it's a family rafting.
So what you're saying, pro or con?
Yeah.
It really is a concern. It's to really think through it. I think I am pro because you get faces that are so funny.
Not only that, you get people in truly, truly natural moments of fear, happiness, joy.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy those shots are. So I am totally pro rafting picture. I'm not sure I'm pro blow the pictures up and make poster out of them, frame them and put them in your hallways.
Posters?
More than one, at least. Nah, maybe not posters, but big pictures, right? So I'm not sure yet.
Oh, those are like on display? No.
I think it's funny. Yeah.
The issue is, yes, if it's like a small framed picture.
Yeah.
But to actually put them on your hallway wall.
Like seven of them.
Yeah, that's it. You know what? Honestly, that's inappropriate.
That's seven of them.
Okay. To be honest with you, I would go up to that person and be like, excuse me, I've had such a great time. And let me tell you, the rafting photos in your hallway, look at me in the eyes.
Yeah.
They're inappropriate.
Okay.
Now, look, we're not going to leave, okay?
Yeah.
But I did want to take you aside before things got too busy to tell you It's inappropriate. I'm not going to make you take them down during the party, but I am going to wait here after the party until you've taken them down. Because it's inappropriate.
Okay, two things. Actually, I have like four things to talk to you about right now about pictures. First of all, it is so spontaneous that I would like to use a rafting picture as my next headshot.
Just blow that part up.
I think it's funny. I'll have the helmet on. I'll have an oar. Now, you'd have to get everyone. You have to blow it up and get everyone else out of there because here's the next thing I want to talk about, the rafting pictures. The weirdest thing about the family rafting pictures is you've got a guide in the background who no one has ever met before or will ever see again, and now he's on your wall at your house. This complete stranger is in your family picture, right?
Do they know that?
And
have they ever started to, when they thought the picture was hand, just put out their tongue and been like,
I mean, they are immortalized on your wall.
That's so funny, dude.
For the rest of your life, you've got this guy, you don't even know his name. If I ran a rafting company, what I would brag about is not how safe the boats are, not how big the rapids are, but how beautiful the rafting guides are, because they're going to be in your family photos for the rest of your fucking life, right? So you better have the best looking photogenic rafting guides.
Or, and you know, there's another, I went with a company where basically they cover that person. They wear spandex sort of suits that blend in with the background of the forest where you are.
Yeah.
So you take the picture and it looks like they aren't there. You can still tell, and it's still weird.
Well, so here's the thing. On this last trip, it wasn't that expensive.
It was like an extra $18 to have them wear the suit. I felt bad because you could still tell they were there. But why would they put on the suit that kind of looks like forest behind them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So on this last trip.
I tipped a lot. I tipped $9.
On this last trip, we had
Who knows if I'm even going to use the photo? And this guy's in a full spandex. His head is completely covered.
By what river was this?
The Colorado River. There's no hole for his eyes or mouth or anything. He just looks like, you know, Sliver Man. Yeah. It's just, and so that's why I tipped full $9.
I love it. So this last rafting trip.
Yeah.
Our rafting guide was really, really lackadaisical, and he didn't seem to want to be there. I think it was the second tour of the day, and he was just burnt from the end of the summer, and it was obvious he had no desire whatsoever to be on the raft with us. But then we got the pictures back.
Okay.
And he looked really good.
He looked
like a member of our family.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, people are going to be like, who's that? Well, that's Cliff. That's our friend Cliff.
That's our buddy Cliff.
He's our uncle. Like, we might even just claim he's ours. I have never in my lifetime been to where we are right now as we drive. We're about to go under a tunnel here, so make a wish. This has never happened on a podcast before.
Where this is the driving podcast. Make a wish.
Okay. Yeah. What did you wish for?
What did you wish for?
I wish the tunnel was a little shorter.
Like,
it was hard to hold my breath for that long.
I love that.
That's generally what I wish for in long tunnels, just that they're shorter. It's getting harder and harder.
That's called the long tunnel wish.
The long tunnel wish.
You
know what? That's the name of this episode.
Just a little the long tunnel wish.
So I was thinking about pictures because we were staying at someone's house, and the pictures, evidently they had professional photo shoots once a year with themselves and their children. Yeah. Where you go and you do this really, right?
Yeah.
And really what that is, where they put the makeup on and that everything looks really, and they go to a studio and they do all this and they pay a great deal of money. And are these people not aware, number one, that rafting is available to them?
Right.
It's cheaper than what they're doing at these photo studios, right? Basically, it's let's take a picture of people on their least favorite day of the year that they all dread. Because April was telling me, because people in her family do it too, a lot of people in the Midwest do it, where they'll have like staged pictures and they'll put it on their Christmas cards. It's like, don't you have
really
all these
strange
candid shots from the year?
Just take pictures of yourself at the park having fun or spilling spaghetti on your leg, and then you try and push down the spaghetti so it goes in your shoe so that nobody notices. But then everybody comes in the room and they're like, why do you have bolognese all over your calf? And then you're like, I didn't know who to trust. It's, you know, those are sorts of, those are reasons I can think of.
We got some good shots on this trip. You know, we got to go backpacking.
Tell us about the trip.
We got to go backpacking at some point.
Who?
Me and you.
Oh, I would love that.
You don't understand how much. Chance said it best. He was like, you know what I love about backpacking? It's the only kind of trip that you're looking forward to for it to start, and you're kind of thankful when it ends.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, because you're kind of happy it ends because you get to go back to civilization. Most trips aren't like that, where you enjoy it as it's happening, you look forward to it, but you're kind of like, there was a certain point where April was like, I will not be spending another night in a tent. Let me make that very clear.
Yeah.
That will not. There's always a point in time where she does that. And then I usually can push it a couple extra nights past that.
Really?
Yeah,
and you do?
After that speech. Because that's when the negotiating starts. That's when I know, like, I better start promising what's going to happen, you know, after we come out of the forest. Because we were just going lake to lake in Oregon.
How long were you out there?
We were out there for weeks. I mean, we did go into civilization once in a while, but we
what
found
was
these
the
trails
food that you were eating.
Okay, so you eat freeze dried food, and you just pour, you just boil water, put it in a bag, and it heats right up.
And what is it, like ramen?
No, it's all kinds of tasty things. Like, well, it's mac and cheese, and it's like, you know, red, you know, yellow curry. It's orange curry.
It's an orange curry. But wait, orange so curry. It's, I don't quite understand it.
It's freeze dried. You just put it in a bag. It's in a bag already. You buy it at at REI or wherever.
Okay.
And it's very light, obviously. And we all just have 4 spoons that we take on the trip.
Really?
Long spoons, because you have to reach into the bag. Just eat out of the bag, all 4 of us. We'll just pass the bag around. We'll do 2 bags per meal.
Is this real?
Huge,
all of this is
huge
real?
Freeze-dried meals, yeah. And they're pretty tasty. Now, next time I see you, I'm going to bring you how we do it. It takes like literally a minute or 2 to boil the water. And you just pour it in the bag. You let it sit for like 3 minutes, stir it, and then everyone starts eating. And
really?
That's it. That's all you eat. Day after day.
And you like that?
The food actually is pretty tasty.
Does April feel like that?
I do all the cooking. I think that's because it's not that hard, obviously. But that's, it's not exactly cooking, pouring water in a bag. But, the food is pretty good, actually. They figured out ways to make it pretty good.
I'm sure they would. There's a lot of camping.
You can carry about 5 days of supplies when you're not traveling with two kids who carry almost nothing. I'm like the pack horse. I have to carry ungodly amounts of stuff out there. It's quite painful for me.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you're just in the middle of the forest, and so you'll set up camp wherever you
wherever
want.
Wherever we want, yeah. So we'll just, you know, on this trip, we went, like, there was just, there's thousands of lakes out there. We just went lake to lake, and sometimes we'd stop at a lake for 2 days and have rocks to jump off of. In Oregon, you know, in the near Mount Bachelor.
Yeah.
So, but Chance was right. You're excited to go into the wilderness. You're sort of relieved to come out and get back to civilization.
That's a good call. Wow, he's a really smart young child, human person.
Yeah, the human person.
But so you, wow. And you, do you love it? Or are you having so much fun?
We went to a place, if you guys want, everyone should try to go if they can. If you've never been to Crater Lake in Oregon, it's just like, it made a real impression on me when I was like 9. And so to take my kids there, it is just awe-inspiring. It's the deepest lake in America. And there's only 6 weeks a year you can swim in it. I think it gets snowed in. And there's huge rocks to jump off of into the water. There's one trail you can go down. And you should definitely check out Crater Lake if you get a chance.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But you should come with us sometime. That'd be a blast. And I'll put...
I would love to do that. I was wondering... I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if Kate...
would like that?
Could really go backpacking. I wonder if she's sort of reached a point in her life. Or I wonder if she ever really... I don't think... She has no interest in camping.
It's so fun with kids because they love it so much. You're basically building a little house every day. Yeah. And fort. We build forts and have like sticks to guard the area. And sometimes you don't see anybody for 2 or 3 days at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I think it's amazing.
We named all the lakes. You know, we stayed one night at Four Dogs Lake because we saw four dogs.
And you do
dogs.
A fire every night?
No, not out there. It's not. It's too risky right now.
So what do you do at
night? Didn't do fires.
You just have a flashlight and you kind of eat.
Yeah.
And go to sleep.
We have a solar, flashlight that you put on your backpack and it's like a lamp and it lights up every night. Put it in the middle of the tent and just kind of crack jokes with each other about.
And how you have one tent for all four of you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is it a big tent?
It's a heavier tent than I'd like. I'd put it that way.
If I'm going to put it one way, oh, I'll put it this way.
I'll put it that way.
It's a bit heavier than I'd like.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's the only way you can get away from technology these days. I don't know. Is this right?
20 minutes until
no.
we get there.
No.
That's what it says.
Did it just go? Right there. Is there like a detour here? It looks like people are backed up here.
Yeah, yeah. Something stopped. Look, they're look how bad it is back there.
Yeah, something's going on. Yeah, there's going to be a back way to get in there, right?
No, this is going to be good.
Look, it's at 9 minutes. Okay. So let me tell you about this new theory. You ready?
Yeah.
This is the real thing.
This is for the dirty birds out there. Cluck, cluck.
You know how I have a theory about music that you should never...
use the right lane to take...
You should never... If you love a song...
Right.
You should never overplay it and certainly not play it on a sound system that sucks. Right? You don't want to burn out your favorite song.
No, you can't.
In a Ford Focus.
Hey, I had a Ford Focus.
And nothing wrong with a Ford
vehicle.
Focus. But,
vehicle.
You know, in a car rental, a Ford Focus, you only have so
this
many times.
This vehicle's got me on a pee.
You know, that's you only have so many times. So I will change the channel if it's like a radio station playing my favorite song and I don't like the way it sounds.
Really?
No, absolutely.
No, see,
I don't want to ruin the song.
I disagree. No, I disagree. I really do disagree because Kate and I both, since college, if we like a song, we just listen to it over and 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 over again. You know?
You listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, we just... We
let's say you heard it like on a transistor radio in the park. Would you stand next to that person?
And I would think I was in Vietnam. That's what I would pretend. I would pretend I was in Vietnam with a war radio.
I believe you protect it. I believe you protect the song. And you want it to be as meaningful to you and to sound as good as it sounded the first time you heard it.
I hate to say it, but I disagree with you.
All right, well, this is why we have a difference in the way we handle our technology. I want to see people. I don't want to talk to the phone or I don't want to text them. I don't want to talk on the phone.
I know what you mean.
I feel like it's so fun to see people when you see them personally, if you save it up, it's like you're shot out of a cannon. Every time I see somebody personally, I don't like to mitigate it by talking on the phone too much, just small talking on the phone or texting back and forth. If I can hold that back, then when I see them, it's so fucking fun. Just like when I hear that song for the first time in 2 months, it's so fucking fun. If I was listening through a Dixie cup, I wouldn't enjoy it as much after a while.
That's how I listen to most music, is through a Dixie cup, Cash. So God damn it. Feelings hurt.
So that's the
Dixie cups.
Dixie cup.
Or should I say cup Dixie.
Wait, I'm taking a right here?
No. You know what? Said, go into
look,
there.
Look, she said,
oh,
take
wait,
a right.
Yeah. Or you can do cow angle.
I'm
going to
do what she wants.
No. Go this way. Go this way. Still go this way. Go to turn it.
You think so?
I was going to try and take you to this dispensary. All right, come up here and take a right.
Yeah, because she's telling me to do that. Look at this.
You're just going to listen. What if she said to crash your car?
Oh, she's going to.
This mobile.
Oh, let's look at this.
You would do that, I guess. Hmm? Instead of listening to your friend that you waited for so long to talk to.
Well, I'm enjoying talking to you. Every time we talk, it's exciting. We're about to get to a very special.
You
got to
trust me about Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, that's the theory.
So I realize it's the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, this guy's about to throw up out the window.
So this is the only,
like.
Yep.
That's what that
There's
looks like.
There's definitely a guy.
You see something about to.
Slightly Eastern European.
Yeah, he's about
clearly a white dude with sunglasses on at night.
Yeah.
Bigger guy, shaved head on the sides, tippity top, got
looks.
A wap. He's going to go over the E.
He's looking for a really, really short tunnel.
Oh yeah, long tunnel. I'm gonna take a short walk into a long tunnel.
Take a short walk into a long tunnel.
It's the only thing that sucks about where I live is this
darn Hollywood Bowl.
That's what it's all about.
Which was a good sneak in.
Was it? Tell that story quick. Elevator pitch of that story.
Okay, crawling through the forest with April. Guy crawls up next to us. Got a trench coat on and a three-piece suit underneath. He's a limo driver. He's like, is this the spot? I'm like, nope, not a good spot. Not good enough.
Why'd you say
that? We were going to be too exposed out there. So we went back to another area. We went like...
He went
crawled.
With you?
Yeah, he went with us. I'm like, just trust me. I know what I'm doing. He's like, I'm
what?
Tired.
What an amazing he's story like, for him.
He's
for
like,
always.
He's like, I'm so
Can you
tired.
Imagine he is like, so I decided to go in, you know, listen to the bowl. I want to check it out. And then this man seemed like he was from the future. Like, he must be like, oh my God.
He goes, I'm so tired of missing these concerts. He's like, I just want to see this show. It was the Rolling Stones. And I go, just come with me. This is too exposed. So we went up a ladder and we crawled along the edge of this.
Did you really?
Yeah, we crawled along the edge of this wall and the security was right on the other side. And he's like, what are we going to do? It's a really fun sneak in. And I go, you just got to wait till the band comes out. Because the moment a band comes on stage, no human being cannot look at the band. That's human nature. I don't care if you're trained CIA. I don't care if you're Secret Service.
This has got to be in Take Us to Your Santa.
Yeah, you got it, right? You got it. I don't care if you're Secret Service. I don't care if you're a Green Beret. Your instinct is to see what the band's wearing and how they look and what's going on. So everyone's distracted when the band... So you need to be in position when the band comes out on stage.
Position.
Need to be in position. So yeah, sure enough, the band comes out on stage. All the security's distracted. We just snuck right behind, over the wall, right behind the security. Just dropped down and just walked away. And it was great. Never saw that guy again.
Oh, that's
yeah. Amazing. So that was the Hollywood Bowl sneak in.
But you know, great elevator pitch, by the way. You know, he was putting a lot on the line because if he got arrested or something,
I know.
He would have.
I admired him. I told him that. I go, I admire you. You're on the clock right now?
Yeah.
And you're doing this?
Well, and he would have gotten fired.
I know. That's what I mean.
He was putting all on the line.
I know.
But that's how alluring it is and how conspiratorial you can be in bringing people into your criminal life, criminal lifestyle.
And then I had a friend. We went to the Hollywood Bowl, and he was caught. I tried a different way at that same venue. He was caught, and I had to talk him in on my cell phone. He goes, what am I going to do? I got caught. I'm like, go to this area. Let me tell you about it. I'll distract the security. And when I distract the security, I want you to sneak behind him and get in. So I go over to the security. And I can see my friend like behind the wall.
Really?
And
he's gonna climb the wall.
He's gonna climb the wall, but I have to distract the security. So I'm like, "Hey, where's the bathroom?" Right? And I'm trying to yell really, really loud.
Like a drunk guy.
What? He's like, "It's right there. It's right down the hill." I'm like, "I mean, what? What kind of bathroom is it?" And he's like, "What?" And I can see my friend like crawling behind him, like over the wall, and I'm trying to keep his attention. And like, he's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "I mean, are there stalls? I mean, I'm kind of shy. I mean, what is it like in there?"
Yeah, yeah, kind of shy.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, what am I looking at here? I mean, is it? And he's like, "Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just there's stalls. Just go." And I'm like, "All right, thanks, man." And then I just walked the other way, and he goes, "Don't you?" My friend's already in. I'm like, "Don't you want to go to the bathroom?" I'm like, "No, I don't think I have to go anymore."
No. That's amazing. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Fuck, that is so funny, dude.
Take a long walk
into a short
through
tunnel.
A short tunnel. Chicka chicka.
Bam bam.
Doo 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 doo.
Bam bam.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a funny episode.